Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today I'm going to show you a what could be an arbitrage trade of the year, maybe of the century, who knows. So here we are, Saturday, June 27th. Before we get started, if you're interested in what I do, come over to quantlabs.net, get yourself some free books, including the Trade Like a Boss. On top of that, if you want to get the DVD Trade Like a Boss or Algo Trading, just come on over to quantlabs.net/DVD. And click on for a physical DVD or a web edition. All right, so let's check out what has been going on. Here's our long. Now, before I show you this, I do the scans on the harmonics. As the markets have been tanking all week, this has confirmed that we are definitely reaching a top. Last week, we had probably six opportunities, which included corn. And some Europe, but that's dropped off as well. This was pretty strong as well. So they're up there. But the ones that are peaking right now are these two, China and NASDAQ 100. So as I said, let's ch check out just China. I was blown away on what I saw. But here, as the markets tank, we still have some upside for the Chinese market to go up another maybe 500 points. So we're going up from 13,785 all the way up to a target of 14,993. And that will take us just to the peak back in January 13th of when that may happen. That is quite possible. Here's the difference between what I'm going to show you here. So that would be your long for an arbitrage long-term trade. And then here is a very good short, and I think the charts say it, and there's a couple of drivers for this. We see here we have now exceeded our high point of broken through the high point back February 18th, that peak for the NASDAQ 100, dropped off during that crash. We have now broke it, and now we're starting to show weakness in our next run up here, the peak at 10,280, and then it's starting to drop off as the corona news for the states start to accelerate back in the southern states. So that's your short right there. Here's the difference between the US and China. With the US, they have constitutions that allow people freedom of movement, all that fun stuff. But as people don't do it and challenge it, as this coronavirus now spikes again, the confidence in the US markets are just going to go down. And as the election continued, that will drive it down. This racial stuff going on, that's going to drive it down and fore and foremost. But when you look at China, this is the difference. Here's your long. It might not run up a lot, but even if it did, it's possible it has enough momentum, and I'll verify that in a minute. What's driving it is they don't have the problems of the states. They can just basically lie through their teeth, lock down cities. I just watched a video where they were for this new Beijing outbreak, basically bolting and welding people, not in apartments anymore, but in buildings. So they don't clearly care about their own citizens. But you can see here there's a solid run up. So they'll manipulate this situation as best as they can to show their king of the hill. When it comes over the next, let's say, year or two, especially going on into the election, they'll prove that by their market. So I'm sure they're part of the plan. The great plan is to, no matter what, just drive up that price of the Chinese 50, and you could probably reap from that if that's all you're about. So I mentioned that we can set targets and stuff, so we can do that again. And I always use the Hertz cycle. Let's see here. So again, the Hertz cycle says a lot. It will tell you if there's any potential leg up at all. So let me just create this. So you can see here our outlook. The key here is going to be, ooh, this is a tough one. I would say how many diamonds? So we got a three diamond here. Your next check-in would be right here, August 10th, based upon historical performance. So that will tell you on that next leg up, What may happen here is we may have a short-term pullback, which we are experiencing. And from what I'm seeing, your pullback would probably be down to here. And what's that price here at this level here? It's got other windows over. But that would be typically where your pullback may come. And it may flatline to about here and then continue up, depending upon the news of the coronavirus. So it may bounce around here at this level. Let me just check on those levels here. Just give me a second here. All right, so what we're looking at is down to, so we're looking at roughly 1350, let's say, and then hopefully your next leg up will take it all the way up to roughly maybe just maybe 1395. So it's hopefully, if the news and the manipulation continues, what will drive that is probably oil price for oil manufacturing. Sorry, manufacturing that will be fed a lot by oil. I still see that, but the opportunities with the US is just not quite the same. Now, I could look at other indicators as well. I might do that in my analytics section. So I put a link in the video description if you're interested in that service. It's fairly cheap right now, but it will go up. So we'll see how this goes. And it may be a slow grind up for China. And as I said, it may peak beyond this 1462, just as an anomaly move, kind of manipulation by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. But if you can be exposed to that run up somehow, why not? Other than that, hopefully I'll help you out. We shall talk to you soon. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.